In New Orleans, the time leading up to Fat Tuesday ahead of the Lenten season is full of family gatherings and parades. Last night, WHYY's Jimena Conde caught up with some people trying to recreate a bit of the Big Easy in Philly.
Julia K. Sanders, a New Orleans native, celebrates Mardi Gras with live jazz and Cajun food. She sports a festive mask and beads she inherited from her mother. But she's not in New Orleans. She's at Acadia, a relatively new Cajun Creole restaurant around the corner from Philadelphia's Italian Market. Sanders says she typically tries to recreate the ethos of Mardi Gras at home with friends and gives the restaurant high marks for capturing the right feel.
The only thing that's missing from this, aside from the parade itself, is the people that are on the second floors of balconies that have the wrought iron fences that are throwing beads to the people that just are open-handed in the streets.
Leslie Manning was born in Philadelphia, but her dad's side of the family is from New Orleans. And in the past, she celebrated Mardi Gras eating Cajun food with family.
It's been a couple years, it feels like, since I've celebrated or done anything special since I'm, you know, haven't been with my family for a few years. So it is nice to recognize this.
A handful of Acadia's guests with Louisiana ties say it can be hard to find an authentic Mardi Gras celebration. Sean Nevins, chef owner of Acadia, says he wanted to do that year-round.
Everyone who's been to New Orleans or who has lived there for a while, there's a piece of New Orleans that travels around with them. So what I really wanted to do in Philadelphia is tap into that.
Tonight, the restaurant seems to be doing just that, attracting expats and self-proclaimed New Orleans enthusiasts, including Alicia Williams and her half a dozen friends.
I love everything New Orleans. I love the food. I love the culture. I love the history. I love the drinks. I love the music. I love everything about New Orleans, especially Mardi Gras.
Williams says while she's itching to visit again, Acadia is a nice substitute closer to home. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.